Hello, and thank you for checking out Stories Behind the Songs. I'm your host, Christy Brooks, and this is a podcast about a specific part of the music business that we don't often get to go behind the scenes in, songwriting. We delve into the process of how hit songs came to be, from the very beginning and straight from the songwriters themselves. Today, I'm so excited to begin with a three-part series with a man who needs no introduction around here in Nashville. He has written for so many country superstars, Wynn Varble. In this episode, we're going to get the story behind a song that he co-wrote with the singer himself, and it generated a fair amount of controversy.
His manager said, it's too political. You don't need to do that. And Daryl played it for his daddy, and his daddy said, you're damn right you're going to play that. People need to hear that, you know. So thank God he listened to his daddy instead of his manager.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your home? Those towers fail. We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten?
Sitting here with Wynn Varble, and I got to know a little bit more about you and how you got started as a songwriter before we talk about the music.
It's a weird story. You know the show Austin City Limits?
Yes.
I used to watch that show when I was a kid, and it was kind of new, and it was kind of the happening show back then. And one time in 1974, I was 14 years old, they had Willie and Hank Cochran and Red Lane and Floyd Tillman. They had a bunch of songwriters on there, possibly doing the first guitar pull I'd ever seen, you know, that I'd ever seen, and possibly kind of what they do at the Bluebird now, you know, because kind of, and they were singing songs they'd written for other people, and they were having a big old time, and I thought, that's what I want to do right there. I want to be one of them guys, you know.
You know, a lot of the guys that we've talked to, and ladies, they used to write poetry to escape whatever. They used to, you know, write down melodies that they heard or what. Is that how it started for you? Did you start writing words first?
I didn't even know, that was the first time when I saw that. I didn't even know you could make a living writing songs. I'd been writing songs. I'd written a few songs. They were terrible, I'm sure, you know. But, I loved Hank Williams, and I loved, you know, a bunch of, like, Marty Robb. I loved a bunch of country music, and I just tried to write songs like that, but they weren't. They were terrible, but. You know, I mean, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, you're young.
I was a kid.
Well, the first song I want to talk to you about is Have You Forgotten? That was a co-write, correct?
Yep, me and Daryl Worley. Me and Daryl were roommates for about 3 years before I got married, and we wrote a ton of songs. But this particular song, we weren't roommates anymore. We had talked about writing a patriotic song. We had a title called We Don't Know How Lucky We Are we were going to write, because his dad served, and a bunch of people in his family served, and my family too. And when we came along, there just wasn't nothing going on. And we didn't, you know, neither one of us served. There was no need, you know, there wasn't a war going on really. And so he had just come back from a USO tour, the first time he went over there, and he was showing me some pictures and stuff. And we were trying to write this song, and it just wasn't nothing happening, you know. And so we sat there a couple of hours, and we got talking about the protesters of the war in Afghanistan and stuff on TV. And I said, it just makes you want to grab them and shake them and say, have you forgotten what them people did to us, you know? And he said, have you forgotten? That'd be a title. And I said, oh, yeah, it'd be a title. Because it seemed like it was like a year, maybe a little over a year after 9/11 and when we wrote it. And it was like, seemed like people were trying to sweep it under the rug and just kind of, and I know people want to go on with their life, but, you know, my dad, he didn't forget about Pearl Harbor till the day he died.
We'll be right back with more from Wynn Varble about the song Have You Forgotten and how it skyrocketed from an idea to a number one hit for Daryl Worley. Hi, I'm Christy Brooks, and this is Stories Behind the Songs. I'm here with Wynn Varble, and it was about a year after 9/11 that you and Daryl wrote Have You Forgotten? So what happened next?
So we wrote it. Daryl, we went and did a little work tape demo on it over to Buddy R's studio, and Daryl's manager heard it. Daryl wanted to do it on the Opry that Friday night, and his manager said, it's too political. You don't need to do that. And Daryl played it for his daddy, and his daddy said, you're damn right you're going to play that. People need to hear that, you know. So anyway, thank God he listened to his daddy instead mm-hmm. of his manager. And he played it, and the next night, Saturday, he was playing Friday and Saturday, and he called me. He said, man, you got to see how these people respond to this song. And so he was on the TV the next night, the Opry was on Saturday night, and I turned it on and watched it, and by the middle of the first course, everybody in the Opry was on their feet, and there was this old guy with one of those battleship caps on, you know, World War II, and he was on a walker, and everybody got up, and the camera just stuck on him, and he was going to get up come hell or high water, you know, and he got up, and he saluted, and oh, man, I teared up, and I said, if nothing else happens with that song, that was worth it right there, you know. And then Daryl's band's up there playing this song. They didn't have no demo or nothing to go by, you know. They're just winging it, you know. And then the response to that performance, Daryl's label head, James Stroud, was in L.A. that weekend, mm-hmm. and it got – the news got out to him. And he came back Monday morning and said, we're going in 2 weeks and we're recording this song, putting it out, you know. And it's going to be a monster and all this stuff, you know. And I was like, well, we just got kind of pissed off and wrote a song. But, hey, you know.
Is that how it happens a lot? It never happens that way?
No, it never happens like that. Not very often, anyway.
What's it like with the reaction of Have You Forgotten and soldiers and families of soldiers to have that song live on with them?
Oh, it's. I mean, you know, you write a song and you think it's you know, and you think it's getting played a lot on the radio, but then you hear the stories from people that it affects, you know, and it's pretty awesome. It's amazing. I was in Madison Square Gardens one time looking for a friend of mine at a PBR event up there, and this cop was trying to help me, you know, find him, and he said, asked me what I did and where I was from, and I told him, and he said, have you written anything? I'd know. We were walking around the mezzanine looking, and I told him I'd written that song, and he stopped dead in his tracks, and he said, I need to shake your hand. I can't tell you what that song did for our, you know, morale up here in New York. And I was like, wow, it just killed me, you know. It's, you know, those, you never know. I mean, the power of music's pretty awesome, really.
Do you think that any other format, any other genre could have done something like Have You Forgotten?
Probably not. I don't, you know, I don't.
Or even Waiting on a Woman. That's a, I mean, that's a great song that tells the story of love. And
yeah, that one might, you know, might have had a little better shot. But Have You Forgotten was more of a, I don't know, country music seems like it pulls the patriotic card out every once in a while and really makes it, you know, pop maybe not quite so much. That's more the We Are the World and Let's Everybody Get Along kind of genre, you know. And that's fine too. I mean, it's all great, you know, but it's just the people in the middle of the country seem like they're the ones that love country music the most, and they're the kind of the ones that feel that.
Wynn, thank you so much for being here with us for Stories Behind the Songs. We are nowhere near done with you. I have a couple more songs that we need to talk about. So come back next week for part two of this three-part series with Wynn Varble. Next episode, we're going to talk about a song that came out in 2009 and was the very first single and the first number one for a brand new artist at the time named Easton Corbin. You can get caught up on past episodes anytime for free on our website, storiesbehindthesongspodcast.com. Stories Behind the Songs, a Cox Media Group production. Executive producer Tim Clark, writing and editing by Maureen Cooper. Special thanks to Bill Tater and everyone at BMI, especially Dan Spears. Recorded at the BMI Theater in Nashville and hosted by me, Christy Brooks. Join us next week for more stories with Wynn Varble.